Hey, y'all. It's that time of the year where we start to reflect on the year. We start to look at this next year. And you really start to figure out, hey, did I accomplish what I set out to do this year in my life, in my business? Whether you're a real estate investor or you're an entrepreneur in some other type of business, or let's say you have a job somewhere, which is awesome as well. Did you actually accomplish what you set out to do this year? And I think just the turning the page from one year to the next is kind of a critical time for us, because we're forced to think about the change. You know, I think midway through the year, you're not really forced to think about, did I accomplish what I set out to do during this time period? Because I think there's something really powerful about moving from one year to a fully different year, from 2016 to 17 or 17 to 18 or 18 to 19 or whatever that year is when you're listening to this. Okay. And so what are you doing right now in your life, in your mind, in your daily process right now when you're listening to this, whether it's December or January? Hopefully you're listening to it around then, or let's say you're listening to it in the middle of the year. What are you doing to ensure that this year is your best year yet? Now, one thing I want to throw out there is every single year I do a webinar, and it's the biggest one we do every year. It's got the best feedback we ever get every single year. It's on how to make the next year the most epic yet. And what I do every single year is I teach you guys what I'm doing in my life. I teach you exactly what worked for me that year, what didn't work, what processes I use, how I plan things out, the actual documents I use to do that planning for the next year, and how to reflect on it. And the call is amazing. You guys can go to oncarrot.com/epic, oncarrot.com/epic, and you can go grab a seat on that call. Let me actually just type it in to make sure that's the right domain name before I fully commit to it. If it's not, then what we'll have to do is we'll have to go and create a URL in there. But I think it's that. Yeah. So oncarrot.com/epic. And you can join me on that call live. If you're not able to make it live, we will have it recorded. And this is open up to anyone, whether you're a Carrot customer or not, because one of our core values here at Carrot is constant and never ending incremental improvement. Another one's always genuinely care, have gratitude for everything. And one thing I love doing is being a beacon of positivity and possibility, which is also one of our core values. And this call each year really gives me that opportunity to reach more people and really help you live a better life that next year. I read some stats one time. I don't remember the exact stat, but the vast majority of all workers are unhappy in their work, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. And I think honestly, this number probably ramps up even more for entrepreneurship. You would think that that's backwards, right? You'd think that entrepreneurs would be more happy than someone in a job. But the problem is, I think oftentimes entrepreneurs are really ambitious. They have expectations, and you might not have the structure, the processes, the mindset, the people, the network yet to actually achieve those ambitions. Okay. So what ends up happening is we're comparing ourselves against this future ideal that we will likely never meet. And that's a losing proposition to happiness. And if you're starting a business or growing a business, there's only one reason. Okay, there's many reasons, but there's one core reason that you should continue doing what you're doing. It's to be happy and to make your impact, right? The money is not going to make you happy. The money's going to help you get your back off against the wall if you're struggling for money. But I can guarantee you, once you hit a certain dollar amount, there's a massive diminishing return. Okay, so how do you become happy this next year? Well, like I said, go to oncarrot.com/epic. We've got a free call I'm doing. It's here in December. If you're listening to this in December, go there, join it live with me. I think that's where you're going to get amazing impact. But most of the people often watch the replay of it. So no matter what, you will get access to this and all my tools and what worked great for me as a person to grow multiple companies, add more than $1 million in revenue to my bottom line, and really be a lot more happy than I ever have been in business and life. Now, there's also some things, guys and gals, I'm struggling with. Okay. So this isn't all going to be rosy. I'm going to be walking through some struggles that I've had. I've had some big struggles this year. Okay. And as have all of us, I'm sure. And I'm going to walk through those struggles. I'm going to walk through why those struggles came about, how I'm planning on tackling them now. Okay. And then hopefully you can kind of learn from my struggles so you don't make those same mistakes that I've made. All right. So oncarrot.com/epic, and I would love to see you there. Now, this is going to be a shorter episode of the Carrot Cast. This episode, I'm going to be solo. I don't have a guest today. I have four amazing Carrot Casts I'm recording next week that you guys are going to absolutely love them. One of them is with a real estate investment company that does over $100 million a year. And you guys are going to learn from one of the founders of the company about how they grew it, how they do turnkey rentals, how they really built the culture and things like that. I'm also interviewing my really good friend, Doug Faith, who's an investor, a developer, but also he's a hard money guy, and he's going to be talking about how he does all that, how you guys can do that too, or how you can really position your business to be better off, as far as getting loans and capital for your business, and have some other amazing interviews this next week. But what I want to tackle on today in this next 10 minutes, like I said, this can be a micro episode of the Carrot Cast, is if you're listening to this, the time that I'm recording this, so I'm recording this in December, it's the first week in December or so. And it doesn't matter when you're listening to this. So if you're listening to this in March or June or July or whatever, it doesn't matter, because you still need to adopt these mindsets. Okay. The first thing I want to pass off to you is, as you're leading into your planning for this next year, the planning for the next quarter, whatever phase in your year life you're in, make sure, guys and gals, that you're crazy intentional and you're asking yourself the question, why? Okay. So as you're coming up with your goals, as you're coming up with your goals for this next year, as you're coming up with your goals for the next quarter, if you're listening to this at some other time other than December or January, oftentimes what we'll do is we'll fall into the trap of creating goals and going after things that are just bigger than better than what we reach this year. Okay. Oftentimes it's a monetary thing. If it's a health and fitness thing, it could be, you know, I want to shed 25 pounds, or it could be, you know, I want to run a marathon, or let's say you want to grow from $10,000 a month in revenue to $50,000. And let's say you want to get rid of your day job and just get to $4,000 a month and replace your current income. Okay. The question that I started asking about a year and a half ago, and it's really made a massive difference in my life and my happiness, is you got to ask yourself why. So when you come up with those goals, be crazy specific and then sit there quietly and go, you know what? Why is that specific number or that specific goal important? And is it actually helping me get closer to fulfilling my purpose and passion and living an amazing life and making the impact I want to make? And now the reason I'm saying this is important is because oftentimes when we're growing in our businesses, it's almost like crack to try to get to that next level. Okay. So you may be, let's say you hit your first revenue goal and you did $100,000 this year. And maybe 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, you might have said, you know what, once I hit $100,000 a year in income, man, I'm going to be set, and that's just going to be awesome. But you hit that goal. Now, what happens now oftentimes is we don't even celebrate the goal. We don't appreciate it. We don't have gratitude for that. What happens is we look at what we don't have now. We look at that thing that we don't have, that goal in front of us that we don't have, that thing that just popped up that we're like, man, well, there's this other person over here who's doing $250,000 a year. I think, man, once I hit that, then life's going to be amazing, right? So then you set off on that new goal without appreciating and having gratitude for that one you just hit. Okay. So you set off doing that. And let's say you're doing this for 2 or 3 years. And I'm saying this from a position of experience because I've been through this. What I can tell you is that is a recipe for not being happy. It's a recipe for discontentment. It's a recipe for not going after the important things in life, making the impact you actually want to make, and really being a slave to goals, really being a slave to continual chase of extra numbers, extra things that you don't have. Okay. So when we were planning our year for this next year with Carrot, we were looking at it and going, okay, you know, here's what we did this year. Here's the amazing things we did. Here's the things that we didn't have a chance to accomplish, or we just completely failed on. We were really fortunate this year to, within about 2 or 3%, hit our budget for revenue and profits. Okay. And we had an amazing year. One thing that says to me, my leadership coach said, he said, you know what? That probably means you guys didn't aim high enough, right? So when we were going into planning this next year, myself and my leadership team here at Carrot, we came up with a pretty darn good goal. And it's not going to be easy. It's very, very achievable though, but it's not going to be easy. And we pulled back and we're like, you know what? The position we're in right now in this business is honestly more than we thought we would be in 3 years ago. And if we were to tell ourselves 3 years ago that we would be in this position and this type of company, these type of amazing clients, this type of traction, this type of revenue and profits, I probably would have said, you know what, man, that's like the dream. If we can get there, then life's going to be set and it's going to be amazing. The thing is, we're there. Okay. And we still have this discontentment for some reason. Okay. And why is that? Because we had reached this thing we set out to do that would have been a dream. And now it's no longer the dream. It's the reality, which I'm so grateful for. But as human beings, we want to advance. We want to change. We want to improve. None of us are okay with staying stagnant and staying the same. So what do? We oftentimes challenge ourselves with a bigger, greater goal. And oftentimes with entrepreneurs, high achieving people, we pick the thing that is a number based. It's something that's very concrete. Here's a number. I see the number. I can reach the number. I could very easily measure myself. It's a number. Okay. Happiness is not easy to equate. If we say, I want to be more happy, what does that mean? Oftentimes we'll say, once I hit this revenue number, then I'll be happy. Once I have this spouse, or once I do this, or once I do that, then I'll be happy. But happiness is not something you are going to get in the future. Happiness is something we have to have today. If we're not happy today, if we're not grateful for today for exactly what we have today, we're not going to be happy and grateful once we reach those goals. So when you're setting your goals for this next year, no matter what it is, revenue, health and fitness, relationships, set that goal, make it something that's challenging for you. So you feel like you're growing. So you feel like it's a challenge. Make sure that it's something that isn't going to grow you into a position where you're going to be hating your business that you created to reach that goal. Be very intentional with how you're going to grow your business. So it's, something you love to do and love to work in still. And then last, ask yourself why. Why does that goal number matter? Is it going to help me get closer to living my purpose and passion? Is that goal going to be directly tied to me making my bigger impact in this world? And once again, bringing it home to me, we were looking at adding about doubling our business again this year, which is going to add a lot to our bottom line. And I started to look at that and go, okay, so why would we want to do that? We're already in a spot where, like I said before, this is like a dream spot that we're in right now. Why would we want to add more to that? Why would we want to add more potential stress, potential things that might derail us from what we had said years ago is like our dream position? And the answer we came up with was, once you get to a point in your business and life where honestly the money and revenue is not anywhere near within the top 3 to 5 priorities in your life, and that's where we are right now. Okay. Once you get to a point where money and revenue are not within the top 3 to 5 priorities in your life, you really start to shift over to the important things, to what is my purpose for being here? What impact am I going to make in this world that when I'm gone is going to be lasting? Okay. How can I use this business I'm growing? How can I use my energy if I'm in a job, or the role or position I'm in if I'm in a job? How can I use this to make other people's lives better? And what in my core am I so excited about doing every single day that I always find ways to wrap into my business activities, into my pleasure activities, into the things that I do every single day? For me, I love amplifying leaders. I love amplifying you guys. Okay. Why? Because I really feel that entrepreneurs and leaders are the people who are change agents in this world. We need more of you. We need more leaders. We need less followers, more leaders, especially in this day and age where things are so confusing and things are so divided. And oftentimes entrepreneurs have the ability and the power to make some of the biggest and greatest impacts in this world. Look at some of the largest charities or largest efforts out there that are helping people. You look at Bill Gates, he's one of the richest people in the world. And he is now the largest foundation in the world, helping millions of people around the world. That would not have happened without business. You look at Warren Buffett, one of the richest people in the world. He doesn't spend his money on frivolous things. He's got the same car he's had for 40 years, same house he's had for 50 years or whatever it is. He's going after it because it's fun for him. It's enjoyable for him. It's challenging. And he's built up this massive, massive wealth that is going to make a massive, massive difference in the world. That's one of his whys. With us, with Carrot, the more people we're able to reach, the more people we bring in as customers to our platform, the more people that we get on our podcast, that read our blog posts, that watch a talk that me or someone on our team does, that somehow comes across something that we do, the more positivity and possibility that we are spreading in this world. And for me, the more positivity and possibility that we're spreading, it's infectious. It's contagious. you know, people are going to be taking that and spreading that their version of positivity and possibility to other people. And I can only imagine what power that's going to have, this ripple effect, this butterfly effect, when we get bigger. You know, so that was one of our whys. It's like, well, shoot, if we double our business this next year, which we don't need to do financially, we don't have investors, we're just fine on money. And we, and this is just being transparent, not boastful. We're making more money than I ever thought that we would. Honestly, we've just found an amazing product market fit. We truly care about our clients and they get great results. That's why we've grown so much. Okay. So we're looking at it going, man, we're already where we thought we wanted to be. Why would we need to double our business? It's because we do not feel it's okay to not make the greatest impact in the world that we can make. I think if we put it in cruise control, if we put it in cruise control and sat back and said, you know what, we're okay with it being this way. Our money's where we need it to be. We would be focusing on the wrong things. Okay. What we're looking at now is, you know what? Money is not something that goes in my bank account. Money is what is going to grow, our reach. Money is how we're going to hire more amazing people who, we can help amplify them in this world and they can make a difference to our user base and our listener base. Okay. Money is going to help us make a bigger difference here locally in Roseburg, Oregon, in rural America to amplify entrepreneurship in rural America. And we're doing some of those things. We're going to be investing in businesses here in rural Oregon, and we already are. Okay. More money and more customers is going to give us more people that we can tap into each week, each day to spread our core values, to spread those things in the world that we really believe are going to make things better and enrich the world. So what is your reason why? Why are you going to grow this next year? Why should you grow next year? It should not be tied to because I want more money. It should not be tied to because I think I can hit this goal. Okay, it should not be tied to, well, I think once I hit this number or hit this thing, then I'm going to be happy. Choose to be happy now. And then choose to build a great company that you're proud of, that you're having fun doing every day, that's challenging to you, but has a reason why. Once you get past the part where you're paying for your bills and you've got a little bit of money socked away, you can really focus on that why a lot more. You have the luxury to do that. And make sure that you're giving yourself the credit and you're giving the rest of the world the pleasure of receiving that big, massive impact that you can make in this world. All right. So without further ado, guys and gals, when you're doing your planning this year, nail the why. If you can't at your core say why you want to grow and hit that goal, it's probably not one you should go after. It's not going to make you happier. It's not going to make a bigger difference in this world. All right. So go to oncarrot.com/epic and join that call with me. It's going to be epic. And we're going to be diving into some amazing things that are going to help you have the most epic year yet this next year. Okay. And if you can't catch it live, we'll give you the replay. And more than anything, go out there and be crazy intentional this year. Okay. Our clients are bringing in more leads than any other real estate investor platform online in the world by far. Our clients are seeing more results and more deals and more revenue than any other online marketing platform by far. And we really enjoy and love delivering an amazing experience to our clients, but we have a long way to go. You know, I really believe and know that there's thousands and thousands and thousands of more people who we can and should and will reach to impact your world. Because the more that we can remove your tech and marketing hassles, the more that we know you can make your greater impact. All right. So go away, get your planning done for this next year. Carve out a full day. Go get away from your office, away from distraction, and even away from your digital devices. Get a piece of paper and start planning. Look at this year and reflect on what you succeeded at. Even if it was a terrible year, what were some high spots on the year? Be grateful for those. Celebrate those. Okay. Next, look at what you need to improve. So, okay, those are the things that we didn't do so good. What do we actually need to improve, or what do I need to improve this next year to make this next year amazing? Write those down. Okay. And then work backwards. Okay. What is my goal this next year in life? You know, I'm talking health, fitness, spirituality, income, you know, education, all those things, a philanthropy. What are those goals? Write them down, categorize them, be specific with them, and then ask each and every one of them why. How is this going to help enrich my life? How is this going to help me lead toward living my purpose and passion better? And how is this going to help me leave a greater impact at last? If you can nail those, you're going to live an amazing, amazing year. And then join me on that call on carrot.com/epic, and I'll give you all my resources and things that are working for me. Go out there, have an amazing rest of the week. Be that beacon of positivity and possibility in your own world, in your own life. And just realize, you are here to make a difference. If you don't know what that difference is yet, you're going to find it, and I'm going to help you do that. All right. Have to live an amazing life, guys and gals. We'll talk to you next time.